する。アンデルジャンデランタパーラ
いや。Thank you, Jason. Well, if it's available, then we will use it. Yes, sure, sure. So, Hare Krishna. I want to greet all of you. Today is the day where Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. It's an important day for us. I would like to especially greet our dear Govinda Mohini, who has come from Montreal in Canada, crossing countries. Welcome. And our bhaktas, who are absorbed in apples and papayas and cucumbers and potatoes. Hare Krishna. Welcome. How do we do it? We can read this Bhagavatam verse and without, we are experienced, yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we will read a verse which I remember Srila Prabhupada told his sannyas disciples to chant it regularly. And you will now get into the mood of sannyas taking. Now, how to do this? I think I will just sing it for you, and then you can be happy in your heart to hear it, and in this way enjoy transcendental bliss. Etam sastaya paratmanishtam adyasita puvatamir mahatbhi antarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nishevajaya. Let me read it again for you. Etam sastaya paratmanishtam adyasita puvatamir mahatbhi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangrini sevajaiva. So good. It is sung, it is really sung by a person who is a prime example, a role model for rejecting everything to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. It's a person who is severely exhausted from his material life. He was once a reputed Brahmana in the community, but he had inside his heart the great problem, greed. He was making, he was wealthy, but he didn't even spend money for his own family. He was just so, how do we say, Dagobert Duck, huh? So, possessive and so Stingy is the English word. Stingy. He didn't spend money because he was overwhelmed by the forces of greed. And then misfortune struck. He lost all which he had, and that meant also his social reputation. His community ostracized him and was really very much against him. You know, a rich, stingy person whom nobody liked was now had now become poor, and he had no friends to protect him. They all got on his case, and they suspected him to make a false drama. In other words, they suspected that he kept money somewhere hidden, and he had just insinuated this tragic loss. His wife had left him, his house burned down, I believe, and thieves had taken all his property. And they just thought he had just made all this up and insinuated it falsely, and therefore they really started, on top of losing everything, these people started to really pick on him, I think you would say in American slang. They attacked him and gave him a very bad time. And then he was so disenchanted from material life that he put it all down. He took sannyas. In scripture we find that there are two motivations when someone surrenders. One is he has no other choice. He has to do it. Like the Germans when they were surrounded by the Russians near Stalingrad and lost the last battle. They had to hiss a white flag and unwillingly pronounce that they would surrender now to the enemy. And another is a voluntary act where you give up everything before it's taken by force from you, and then you surrender because you feel Krishna is the most worthy shelter. These are the two motivations. So this Avanti Brahmana, you know, he had no other choice. He had to throw up his hands in a gesture of surrender. And he sang a song which became an anthem for all the sannyasis. Do you know what is an anthem is? Like for our people when we were young, our age group, between 50 and 60, we sang an anthem called My Generation, a song which declared that we wanted freedom as our greatest value. No? So it's an anthem, a motto. So this is a song for sannyasis. If you want to take sannyas. Now you might, then this is what you have to sing. Now you might think, oh, I don't want to take sannyas, and I'm a bhakta, and I'm a grihastha. But as we will hear in this lecture, sannyas is something for everyone who wants to go back to Godhead. Maybe not the order of sannyas, but the activity and the mood of sannyas. So here, let us hear the anthem now. I shall cross over the insurmountable oceans of nations by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. This was approved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there is a comment by Srila Prabhupada, which is taken from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where this verse is quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It's a long purport, and it is very often recited at sannyas initiations. There is a lot of technical information about the tree danda and so on. With your permission, I will jump over this technical information because I can only think of one of you who thinks at the moment of taking formally sannyas, and he can read it on his own. But the rest of you, I think, are more interested in the personal application in their life, where they will not think so much of formal acceptance. I'm thinking of Tao. Daoji. Highly qualified. Finally, a sweet sannyasi. ISKCON could use a sweet sannyasi. No? They have all pungent and salty sannyasis and old sannyasis. Now we need a sweet one. So, okay, let's be serious now. Prabhus, it's serious Bhagavatam class. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada comments, in connection with this verse, which is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11:23-57, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that of the 64 items required for rendering devotional service, acceptance of the symbolic marks of sannyas is a regulative principle. If one accepts the sannyas order, his main business is to devote his life completely to the service of Mukunda Krishna. If one does not completely devote his mind and body to the service of the Lord, he does not actually become a sannyasi. And then Prabhupada makes a point. He says, it is not simply a matter of changing dress. In Bhagavad Gita 6:1, it is also stated, anashrita karma phalankayam karma karotiya sa sanyasi sadyogicha. One who works devotedly for the satisfaction of Krishna is a sannyasi. The dress is not sannyas, but the attitude of service to Krishna is. The word paratma nishta, nishta means fixed, huh? Paratma means being a devotee of Lord Krishna. Paratma, the supreme person, is Krishna. Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha. Those who are completely dedicated to the lotus feet of Krishna in service are actually sannyasis. As a matter of formality, it's only a formality, not required. As a matter of formality, the devotee accepts the sannyas dress as previous acharyas did. And then there's a lot on the dress and the different orders and technicalities, which I will jump over because only one of you is formally thinking of this formality. And I will come to a practical application to all of for all of us, and that is becoming a surrendered devotee to Krishna. Prabhupada again picks up this point in his purport, that this is the actual life force of sannyas. He says, in the concluding section of his purport, although acceptance of Tridanda Sannyas is not distinctly mentioned in the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, the first verse of Srila Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita advocates that one should accept the Tridanda Sannyas order by controlling the six forces. Now Srila Prabhupada will refer us to it's a very powerful piece of literature which is binding for all devotees, the Nectar of Instruction. I think you know it, but let me describe to you how it came about. Mahaprabhu was concluding his pastime in Puri and was sitting on the beach. Rupa Goswami was present amongst the different devotees who surrounded our Lord. And the Lord was in a mood which was extremely ecstatic. The Lord had usually three moods. One, a consciousness where he was outwardly looking at his environment. At such times he would discuss with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya philosophy and so on. Then he had a totally opposed state of consciousness where he was inwardly looking and saw Vrindavan and the activities of Radha and Krishna in the Jamuna, for instance, when they would engage in their divine pastimes. And then there was an in-between state of consciousness, when he was coming from the depth, internal perception of Krishna Leela and participation in it, again to the where he would interact with everyone. There was some in-between step. Huh? And in this state, he spoke a summary of his instructions, which Rupa Goswami pinned down. He took notes of the words of the Lord and later composed his 11-verse long work, Upadeshamrita, which is really the instructions of Mahaprabhu penned down by Rupa Goswami for us. So Prabhupada refers us to this text and the first verse of it and says one should accept sannyas, everyone, by controlling six urges or forces in us. Here's a verse for you. Vacho vegam manasakroda vegam jiva vegam udarapasta vegam etan vegam yo vashvisha etadira savam apimam pritivim sashishyat. One who can control the forces of speech, mind, anger, belly, tongue, and genitals is known as a Goswami and is competent to accept disciples all over the world. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never accepted the Mayavad order of sannyas, and for this they cannot be blamed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu So we have a different concept, really, in Gaudiya Vaishnavism of sannyas. And for formality's sake, for preaching, we take up the external formulas, danda and dress and all of that, and certain practices which are reserved to sannyasis only, like chanting a very powerful mantra which points their attention to Braj Bhakti, and so on and so forth. I cannot tell you, this is secret. It's given to you when it's if you should ever decide for that step and get the blessings. So, but The followers of Gaudiya Vaishnavas talk about the moods of a sannyasi. And about this I want to talk today, because except for one member, you are not formally thinking of the externals, and I don't want to talk to one person and everyone else goes to sleep, but I want to talk to every one of you. Prabhupada's first hint in the purport what it means to internally take sannyas is a verse which Radha Vallabha has also found this morning, because he's very learned. From chapter 6, text 1. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Anashrita Karma Phalam Kayam Karma Karotiya Sa Sanyasi Sacha Yogicha Nani Ragni Natcha Kriyaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, now listen, this is for you, to get, imbibe the mood which is there in our Gaudiya Vaishnavism, where we try to minimize attachment to the world and increase attachment to the Lord. He says, one who is unattached to the fruits of his work and who works as he is obligated, he is in the renounced order of life, and he is the true mystic. And not the external one, the external sannyas, that means not he who lights no fire. In other words, he has said goodbye to the customary yagyas and performs no duty. No, here, he's unattached to the fruits of his work. He doesn't want to enjoy what he does. What does he do? Well, something which is out of the sacred duty. For the devotees in Krishna consciousness, Dharma, Prabhupada has sometimes said, duty is order of the spiritual master. Prabhupada severely attacks ordinary sannyas. Ordinary means not what the Vaishnavas do, but what the impersonalists do. The sannyasis sometimes artificially think, they're so artificial thinkers, that they have become liberated from all material duties and therefore they cease to perform Agnihotra yakyas, fire sacrifices. But actually they are self-interested, because their goal is to become one with the impersonal Brahman. So giving up that selfish mood to enjoy, but giving pleasure to Krishna, that is the core of what we think in our lineage, what devotees should do. And Mahaprabhu has said that he expects this from his devotees. He expects that they are becoming detached from material things, this renounced attitude. And to renounce material things, we understand it is to renounce the desire to enjoy them. We in the movement have a lot of material things, cars, and here a super dexterously fixed lamp, that is extremely unusual, but we use it in Krishna's service because we need light, and we have no problem with this creative use of the lamp. Yukta Vairagya, we use material things in Krishna's service and we don't renounce them if they are required. I would like to now go one step deeper with you. I would like you to again go in your mind to that particular scene where the Brahmana of Avanti is in that mood to lay down his material life and, you know, just engage himself entirely in Paratma Nishtam, the fixed service of Krishna. I think you all have done that at a certain stage when you gave up your cozy homes in America and North Germany, and you decided in your life, this life I will give to Krishna. You all have decided this. Bhaktas and all devotees alike have this as a foundational principle of their spiritual life. What is the next step now in this idea? You know, you can understand how Srila Prabhupada, it's today his day, you know, he left everything behind and he went to Vrindavan. I want to give this as a second example. Let's not just stay with a Brahmana. Maybe someone can give me this Apple computer which we use in Krishna's service this morning.
Is it an Apple?
Yes. Srila Prabhupada has taken this sannyas mood and he left really everything and he went into an uncertain destination of joining the monks in Vrindavan. And there he was sitting, looking back on the step he had just taken and writing with his own pen a song with several verses, many verses, which he entitled Vrindavan Bhajan. Can I read this to you? Or is it too early in the morning? And you, it's all right, good. Bhaktas, can I read this to you? Your attention will be with us. It's very sacred. What do I press to make it continuous? Just here, okay. Yes, okay, I understand. I did this in the past. So here. Just now be serious. Come with Prabhupada to Vrindavan Dham. An earth-shattering decision has been made. Leaving the family. Leaving Bengal. Leaving Allahabad. Leaving everything. And the writing, I'm sitting alone in Vrindavan Dham, alone, lonely man, alone. In this mood, I'm getting many realizations. Yes, I have my wife, sons, daughters, grandsons, everything. But I have no money. So they are a fruitless glory. Krishna has shown me the naked form of material nature. You know, I have seen what is this world. I have seen it in an undisguised way. The Sanskrit word is vairagya. When you are attached, you put color, raga, on this world, and you develop attachment. You paint it colorful as something exciting. Wow, sexuality. Wow, prestige. Wow, it's just you gloss it over. You just paint it. It's your projection. It's not what it is. By Krishna's strength, Prabhupada continues, it has all become tasteless to me today. The color has gone. This is called raga, is attachment, vairagya, huh? Vairagya. No color any longer. Raga can also mean color. Discolor. Let us see what it is. The naked form of material nature, and it is tasteless. And then he says, yasyaham manugrinami harishyata dhanam shanai. Krishna speaking, I gradually take away all the wealth of those upon who I am merciful. Huh? How was I able, Prabhupada now reflects, to understand this mercy of the all-merciful? It's God. It's God. It has been discolored. It has been taken away, the illusion. The veil has been lifted. How did this come to me? And he continues. Can you still bear this, or is it too intense? You can be, it's fine, okay. Everyone has abandoned me. Everyone. Because they saw me as penniless. Wife, relatives, friends, brothers, everyone. This is misery. But it gives me a laugh. I sit alone and laugh. The Prabhupada raises a question. This is a question to the lovers, the frustrated lovers in us. In this Maya Samsara, whom do I really love? Where have all my loving father and mother gone to now? And where are all my elders, who were my own folk? Who will give me news of them? Tell me, who? He speaks, how can we love in an ocean, you know, swimming in a terrible ocean where the waves just take everyone away, shup, this way, direction, that direction. All that is left of this family list is a list. No, I have to say it again. All that is left of this family life is a list of names. Mm-hmm. Yes, I still know. Gustav Pettersson, Mimi Pettersson. These are the names of my grandfather and my grandmother. My grandmother on my birthday would come with her bicycle to our home and bring a whole basket of strawberry jam to me because I was attached to strawberries. Loving grandmother, where is she now? Her name was Mimi. Only a list of names. Ernst Günther Pettersson, Ortrud Pettersson. Then my ancestors, one was a hussar, a fighter with a sword, so and so Pettersson, I forgot, long back, list of names. Time blows it away. See, this is Sanyas song you hear now. Ooh, from our exalted Prabhupada. Like the froth on the seawater mixes again in the sea. The froth is like the foam which builds on the crest of the wave. It goes back into the sea. Maya Sangsara's place just like that. No one is mother or father. Ah, Ari, Radha Vallabha, Yajna Purusha, Adideva, Govinda Mohini, Gaurari. No one is mother or father or personal relative. Just like the sea foam, they remain. But a short time only. Just as the froth on seawater mixes again in the sea, the body made of five elements meets with destruction. How many bodies does the embodied soul take in this way? His relatives are all simply related, to this temporal body. Then Prabhupada's mood changes, and this will be the last verse. You can ask Radha Vallabha, the Lord of the Computers, about this fantastic poem. Prabhupada now speaks. Prabhupada has given a very strong dismissal of the material consciousness, where we feel ourselves lovingly related to relatives and, of course, other people as well, friends and so on. He has given a dismissal of that. He said that this is an illusory attachment. You can't hold it in your fist for very long. It will be ripped out of you, your hold. But then he speaks about spiritual relationships. But everyone is your relative, brother, on the spiritual platform. This relationship is not tinged with the smell of Maya. The Supreme Lord is the soul of everyone. In relation to him, everyone in the universe is the same. All are your relatives, brother. All the billions of jivas, your relatives, when seen in relation to Krishna, they are all in harmony. But when you forget Krishna, the jiva desires for sense gratification. And as a result, he's firmly grasped by Maya. Thank you, Radha Vallabha, for making this reading possible. So just bring your mind to this situation. Prabhupada has left all of his relations who had turned away from him because by Krishna's arrangement all of Prabhupada's wealth was taken. We know that he had just built a pharmaceutical little industry, a factory, and before it was insured, fire took it away. A complete loss. He didn't get anything back. His wealth was born, was everything was burned away, going up in smoke. And Prabhupada afterwards did make the step, go to Vrindavan, and so on. And he is now sitting there in Vrindavan and reflects back. Now, it's very interesting. If you study carefully our Vaishnava literature, someone who surrenders to Krishna and in this way takes the mood of a sannyasi, he does just that. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a description of someone who surrenders to Krishna. He goes to the holy land of Krishna and takes shelter there. Tavasmiti vadan vacha tataiva manasa vidan tatstanamashitastanva modate sharanagata. These are the symptoms of a surrendered soul. One whose body is fully surrendered takes shelter at that holy place where Krishna had his pastimes, and he prays to the Lord. My Lord, I am yours. Understanding this with his mind, he enjoys spiritual bliss. When you surrender to Krishna, you go to Krishna. You ask, where can I find Krishna? Krishna, where are you? And you will go into his earthly home, Vrindavan Dham. And there you will sit, like Prabhupada says. Prabhupada is that is really is. You can see he's very much. He's doing the traditional thing. In other words, you sit there where the Lord has his pastimes and still has his pastimes. You pray to him. I am yours now. I am yours. And while you pray this, you feel the sense of great relief from all your illusory relations. You feel how in your heart, and that means in your mind, happiness arises. You are happy with this. Finally, as Prabhupada said, it's not the most miserable thing has happened to him materially. Everything turned against him. Everything was taken away. His relatives said, turned away from him. But Srila Prabhupada, he says, all this gives me a laugh. Good. Fine. Dobro. You know. And he is blissful. He enjoys spiritual bliss because now he is free. If you want to come to Krishna, you must be free in your heart, not so many other things. If you want to invite Krishna in your heart, you have to defurnitureize. Oh, I don't know about you, our language man. Furniture? So you have to throw out the furniture first, the stuff, you know, there are so many attachments. Defurniturize it, you know. We have so much furniture in our heart, so much things, so much plans, so much wrong ideals, so much concepts, so much desires. It's just stuffed full like the home of an attached American who you can't even find a sitting place. It's so full with all the attachment. TV and sofas and this and that. And you can't even do a Surya Namaskar there. It's so full. You know, because it's so full, stuffed with the attachments. You know, the bathrooms, there's so many creams and everything is full of this and that item and gimmick, or what is it? Gizmo. No! Make your heart free! Freedom! In the heart. Empty it! Just put some, that you can put Vrindavan there and invite Krishna. So, the fully surrendered soul goes to Vrindavan, the earthly abode of our Lord. Praise to the Lord. My Lord, I'm yours. Understanding this with his mind, he enjoys spiritual bliss. Now, I would like to go a step deeper. I would go to that essential point which a Gaudiya Vaishnava has to come to in his life. Something which makes him really a devotee. It is really this mood where he gives up all other shelters and takes shelter in Krishna. We take great encouragement from the Ramayana here, where we find one brother leaving the other brother. You know, there were two very powerful brothers who prayed at the dawn of creation two different prayers. One brother said, I want to control the universe and make it cry. I want to be the boss. Everyone should follow me. A tyrannical leader. And he became Ravan. The other brother praying, I want just to become a devotee of Ram. And he became Vibhishan. So, Vibhishan was staying in the town of the golden town of his brother, Lanka. And he secretly worshipped the form of Lord Ram in puja. It's a very moving story which you will hear now. So he was thinking, when will I worship, when will I serve Ram fully, when will I fully surrender to him? So one day, as he was worshipping, a mystical being jumped into his puja. And immediately he thought, this is a Rakshasa. And he jumped forward. He stood before the image of Ram so that he would not be spied out or seen, and wanted to protect the deity. He thought, I have been found out. Ravana, my brother, has put a spy on me. He has found out that I secretly worship Ram. He was getting ready to fight for his life to protect the deity. He thought, this is an attack of the deity, and so on. And then he looked at that being who jumped into his room. And it was a very large monkey. And the monkey started to speak in perfect Sanskrit to him. The monkey was ready for the fight. He said, you are worshipping my Lord Rama. You want to cast a mystical spell on him and destroy him? I am here, his servant Hanuman. So both were devotees defending their Lord. Bibisan said, what? You are the servant of Ram? I'm also the servant of Ram. I'm not worshipping him black magic style. I'm worshipping him puja. I'm doing puja. And what? You are a devotee of my Lord. Yes, see. And Bibishan stepped aside and there were flowers. You're on the deity. And so on. See? Are you that Hanuman? Said Bibishan. Yes, I am Hanuman. I'm here. My Lord wants to come here. And then Hanuman looks at him. He just couldn't believe. This is the Vaishya devotee in the kingdom of the demons. And then Bibishan said, praise to him, Hanuman, tell me, what should I do to achieve my Lord? I have not had his darshan yet. Then Hanuman says, listen, Vibhisan, it's not just enough to do puja. You must serve Dasya Baba. You must, he's the best servant. Huh? You must serve, do some service. What could I do? Said Vibhishan, you know everything here in Lanka. You will be the one who helps Ram to defeat Ravan. You know all the festoons, the weapons, the military arrangements. This will be your service. Leave your relative, Ravan, and become the servant of Ram. That is the next step for you. Then Vibhishan comes to Lanka. No, Vibhishan comes to Ram, takes shelter at his lotus feet, and Ram says this word, Sakrit Eva, and so on, anyone who surrenders to me, saying, my Lord, I am yours, I will accept him, and I will give him, Vasudev, the courage to do it. A courageous step to surrender fully. It requires courage. Now this, my dear devotees, I know I'm over time, I will just end it. This, my dear devotees, is the step which all of us need to do. I can see the time is also there. We have to stop at 8 o'clock, make a last effort now to concentrate, and then we rise and we dance, and sleep will not get us. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that this is the switch which you have to flick over to become really to really make substantial experience of Krishna consciousness. Sharana lanakare Krishna atma samarpana Krishna tare karitat kale atma sama Krishna to mahana jadi pale kabara Maya banda, bond in Maya. Haite Krishna tare kare para. When a devotee surrenders to Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna accepts him. And here's what the devotee says. My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says this. If you want to read this, it's a very, very good verses. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 22, that means 22nd chapter, text 10, and then text 102, and text 33, we were reading from the chapter, the related verses. So, summary. Sannyas may formally not be something which we all do in this life because we feel we have different services, so it is not really. And to tell you very freely, it is not the formal acceptance is not required in bhakti. That is not required. Yes, you get Maha Prasadam when you are sannyasi in ISKCON, but it's not, you know, you can get it in other ways as well. However, the mood of sannyas is a regulative principle. It has to be there in order to regulate your life in the right direction. And that is expressed in these, in Prabhupada's example. He did what the Hari Bhakti Vilas enjoins. He took shelter at Krishna's service and he went to where Krishna is. That is not... we should go on pilgrimage to Vrindavan, but it's not that we all will live there and so on. But what is required is simply this. To come in our devotional life to that stage where we can say truly this sentence. My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. Now this, freeing yourself from the service of Maya, and we know all that's not so easy, but it's our aspiration to come there, then Krishna will accept you and free you from the clutches of Maya. What he will do is, he will say, me from the clutches of Maya? Impossible. No, it is possible. Krishna will invest in you a shakti of his own strength. This is Prema Vivata. Jagadananda writes about this. Jagadananda Pandit. It's a certain interior shakti which gives joy to your heart. I just like this. I go this way. I'm just, this is a part of his Swarup Shakti. This joy in your heart will come, and the knowledge how to execute your devotional service. It's a mixture of the Hladini and Chitsang Shakti, which he will invest in your case, and then he fortifies you against the onslaught of Maya, these constant temptations in the mind. He will help you, in other words, if you say, I'm yours. I'm serious. I mean that. I'm not very strong. Please help me, but I'm really yours. That Krishna, if it comes from your heart, you can be weak even. It's not that you need to be accomplished, but you need to be devoted. And just say that with devotion. And Krishna fortifies and strengthens you. Hare Krishna. So, time is also there, and no questions, like usual in my lectures where I always go over time, I'm sorry. We do the darshan. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada sannyas de ki jai, the mood of sincere sannyas ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Muni dar ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol. Thank you.